This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite the heavy influx of weapons from the West, Ukrainian forces are outgunned by the Russians in the battle for the eastern Donbas region, where the fighting is largely being carried out by way of artillery exchanges. While the Russians can keep up heavy, continuous fire for hours at a time, the defenders cannot match the enemy in either weapons or ammunition and must use their ammo more judiciously. One problem is that the Western defense industries cannot turn out weapons fast enough. Another is that the Ukrainians need training on Western-supplied hardware. Recent attacks by jihadi rebels in central Mali have now killed at least 132 civilians. And that's in the Bankas area, where they were attacked on Saturday and Sunday. The government said in a statement on Monday, 3 days of national mourning started Tuesday and have been declared by the head of the ruling junta. Government said the attacks were carried out by jihadi rebels. The attacks had earlier been reported, according to the mayor of Bankas, the biggest town near the attacked villages. The attacks show that the Islamic extremist violence is spreading from Mali's north to more central areas. Documents examined by the Austin American-Statesman show armed police officers stood in a Uvalde elementary school hallway with at least one ballistic shield within 19 minutes of a gunman arriving at the school, where he killed 21 people, 19 of them children. The newspaper report, which did not indicate the source of the documents, nevertheless intensifies the anguish and questions over why police did not act sooner to stop the May 24th slaughter in the Robb Elementary School classroom. The newspaper reported that gunfire could be heard as much as 29 minutes before officers entered the classroom and killed the gunman. This is VOA News. France has awakened to an ecstatic Marine Le Pen after her party's far-right candidates for parliament sent shockwaves through the political establishment. They helped deny the president, Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance, an absolute parliamentary election that ended Sunday. But it secured more than 10 times the seats it won 5 years ago. It was only a couple of months ago that Le Pen lost the presidential election to Macron, but now it was her turn to gloat on Monday, since she knows she can use the seats in the National Assembly to thwart Macron's domestic agenda. WNBA star Brittany Griner tried to call her wife nearly a dozen times through the American embassy in Russia on the couple's fourth anniversary Saturday, but they never connected since the phone line at the embassy was not staffed. That's according to Cheryl Griner, who tells the Associated Press that the couple has not spoken by phone in the 4 months since Griner's arrest in Russia on drug-related charges. That was to have changed Saturday, when a long-awaited call was to have finally taken place, but the day came and went without any contact, leaving in anguish Cheryl Griner to wonder what went wrong. Israel's weakened coalition government announced Monday that it would dissolve parliament and call for new elections, setting the stage for the possible return to power of former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu or another period of prolonged political gridlock. The election will be Israel's fifth in 3 years, and it will put the polarizing Netanyahu, who has been the opposition leader for the past year, back at the center of the political universe. The previous four elections focused on Netanyahu's fitness to rule while facing a corruption investigation and ended in deadlock. While opinion polls project Netanyahu, who is now on trial as the frontrunner, is far from certain that his party can secure the required parliamentary majority to form a new government. Only a month after North Korea acknowledged COVID-19 outbreaks was sickening, its people, the country, may be preparing to declare victory. The daily update from state-controlled media say cases are plummeting. Its propaganda insists North Korea has avoided mass deaths despite desperately poor health care and what outsiders see as a long record of ignoring its people's suffering. Some experts believe the next step will be a declaration of victory over the virus, credited, of course, to the leader Kim Jong-un and his strong and clever guidance. The declaration now is not a foregone conclusion. North Korea may seek better timing while using its antivirus measures to maintain control over its people. Recapping our top story, despite the heavy influx of weapons from the West, Ukrainian forces remain outgunned by Russians in the battle for the eastern Donbas region, where the fighting is largely being carried out by way of artillery exchanges. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.